Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome to this week's Thursday Night Live. It is a zechus, a real honor, a treat to be together learning. I'd like to thank my very special son, Yehuda, for helping with the food and helping set up. We thank you for this two other brothers in camp. He's stepping it up. And it's good to see familiar faces. And hopefully the fire of Torah won't make us warmer than it already is. One of the most common questions that I received over the last week or 2 weeks, surprisingly, is about buying things and issues of Shechianu during the 3 weeks. Just Sunday, someone called me, was on the way back from camp, driving by Woodbury Commons. What's the story with shopping, buying things during the 3 weeks? Someone called me, his mother gave him a car. She got a new car and she gifted him her car. And even though it's a used car, the Shulchan Aruch says it's not just Kelim Chadashim. It's Kelim Chadashim or Chadashim to you, which bring you Simcha. He said it's by God during the 3 weeks. Can I say a Shechianu? Shechianu in general is a very confusing sugya. By show of hands, who here makes a Shechianu, recites Shechianu when they buy a new suit? Some, around half, and half don't. I've received shailas about, do you say a Shechianu when you buy a beautiful silver case for a Megillah? Someone wants to know, do they make a Shechianu? They bought a Megillah, they treated themselves to a Megillah, Megillah's Esther, not the art scroll paperback, a real Megillah. They were very happy. Do they say a Shechianu? Someone bought a new air conditioner. Their air conditioning was very, very shvach. It brought them simcha. He goes, a new suit or an air conditioner? An air conditioner? There's a lot of a talis, a bar mitzvah, putting on tefillin, v'chule, etc. There's so many questions when it comes to Shechianu. And as we're going to see, there's this halacha, or this issue, perhaps, of not saying Shechianu in 3 weeks. And I want to explore that tonight, because I think it'll certainly give us an appreciation for what our attitude could be during the 3 weeks. The first time I experienced this shaila, or learned about this halacha, was just a few days short of 18 years ago. Our daughter, Elisheva, was born on Chaf Dalad Tammuz. And I had remembered learning that when one is blessed with a daughter, they should say a Shechianu. And all of a sudden, we have our first child, and we're in the hospital. It's the 3 weeks. Do I say a Shechianu? And I can't tell you that was the first thing that was on my mind. It wasn't. The joy of a child, the first child, the successful delivery was incredible. But it's a child that's discussed. If you take a look in source number one, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer printed with his Psakim writes, Misha min hagol levarach Shechianu alidas habas. Someone whose minhag it is to say a Shechianu on the birth of a daughter, il no de lo bas b'mei benim etzarim, if the daughter was born during the 3 weeks, the roa osa oz palm rishonan, you see her for the first time, yivarech Shechianu. Even though normally we don't make a Shechianu on a girl, you make a Shechianu, and the next couple of sources that we're not going to see now discuss this halacha. There is this halacha of saying a Shechianu. In the footnotes of that sefer, in source number 4, he quotes from Shmuel Kamenetsky, Omar Mori v'Rabbi Shlita, to me Iker Adin Mistabra makes sense, to me Shnolad Bas b'chol yimos ha'shana yesh levarech Shechianu, Kisharoa osa pam rishona. You should make a bracha. The kakos of a mishnah brura. Ela shalo nagu levarech. The minhag, a lot of people, you could discuss afterwards, those who were blessed with a daughter, whether they said a Shechianu or not. The minhag of many is not. Vitzarechi and lama. I don't know why. Bavada, nisharotza levarech. So it's already unclear on the birth of a girl. I mean, a suit, I hear, if you're going to make a Shechianu on a suit and not on a new daughter, the priorities might be a little bit off. But there's already confusion. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch himself, back in source 2, I'm sorry, I'm going out of order, he says many are makel with this bracha, and the reason is because Shechianu is not an obligation. Shechianu is a reshus, a shahakol, an asher yatzar. Those are obligations. The brachos, there's an obligation to recite that bracha. Shechianu is a reshus, and he ends the Shulchan Aruch in source 2 with mizen nispashet shirabim mikilin be'elu brachos. Since it's a reshus, many people are lenient with this bracha. It's hard to know And it reminds me of a story that I think I've shared here of the Brisker Rav. I think I shared this a couple of weeks ago. The Brisker Rav escapes from Brisk to Vilna and ends up in Eretz Yisrael. And he's walking the streets of Yerushalayim and he sees an elder Jew, an old friend or colleague, community member from Brisk on the streets of Yerushalayim. The person sees the Brisker Rav and right away he makes a bracha of Shechianu. Shulchan Aruch, I think he made Mechai HaMason. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you see a friend that you haven't seen in 30 days, you say Shechianu. A year, you make the bracha Mechai HaMason. The person makes the bracha. The Brisker Rav does not make the bracha. So he says, "What? You're not happy to see me?" No one knew who survived. This is not you bump into your friend on Fifth Avenue at Israel Day Parade. They didn't know. You didn't know who was alive. So he says to the Brisker Rav, "You're not happy?" Then of course I'm happy. Why are you not being the bracha? Because the Shulchan Aruch says, if you see your friend, v'sameach b'riyaso, and you're happy. You're not happy? I'm happy, but I don't know what the definition of simcha was according to Shulchan Aruch. How are you magdir? What's the geder of simcha? The Brisker Rav says, I don't know. Maybe my simcha is not on the level of the simcha of the Shulchan Aruch. So I think the same idea is true with Shechianu. What's called simcha? What really makes a person happy? So there was confusion. There was confusion then. I didn't make the bracha then, but that was my first question, so to speak, that I had regarding Shechianu. I'd like to learn this inyan tonight. And let's start with one of the more difficult gemaras you will find in your life, in my humble opinion. The Gemara Brachas was talking about Shechianu and a tov ha-meitiv. Shechianu is a bracha you make when you have a personal simcha. But when the simcha is going to benefit others as well, a person gets a car, they're living alone, they say a Shechianu. If they have a wife and children, wife or children, then they would say a tov ha-meitiv because it's not just benefiting them. In the context of that Gemara, the Gemara has a few questions. And the second line in Source 5, V'chol hecha, and I have the English on the other page, V'chol hecha deleis la'achrina b'hadei lo mevarech atov ha-meitiv. Is it true that there's no one else there? If it's you alone, you don't say atov ha-meitiv, v'hatanya, but we learned in a brisa, omru le yalda ishto zachar, if your wife had a baby boy, omer baruch atov ha-meitiv. So who's the other person there? Well, that's the obvious answer. Your wife. Hasanami di'ika ishto b'hadei. What was the havamin of the Gemara? I don't know. Good. Tashma. Meis aviv, a person lo aleinu loses a father. V'hu yorsho, and the son stands to inherit money from their father. There's a yerusha. The Gemara says something shocking. B'tchilo mer baruch dayan emes. You start with the bracha of baruch dayan emes. Ulbasof, and later, hu omer baruch atov ha-meitiv. So who else is benefiting there? So the Gemara answers, Hasan Nami Dika Achei to Kayarsi Bahadeh. Brothers inherit with you. Again, the Gemara is still a little difficult because they're not benefiting from the same money you're benefiting from. You're getting your percentage and they're getting their percentage. So your simcha for the money is really only your simcha. That's a question that I think. What?
If you're an only child, you're going to get the bracha.
So if you're an only child, the Shulchan Aruch is clear, you say a Shechianu. Okay? But this Gemara, to me, is very challenging to understand. Yes, a person inherits money. It's beneficial down the line. It's beneficial. It can be very helpful. Maybe the Yerusha is very big. But at the moment, leave aside the fact that he's an Onain, and an Onain is not allowed to make brachas. Leave the halakhic aspect aside. Their simcha, if the person is a normal, healthy, sane individual and had even a bad relationship with a parent, they're not feeling any sense of simcha to say a Shechianu, a tov ha-meitiv. How does this Gemara make sense? So you're saying it says ulbasof. What does that mean, ulbasof? So I don't know. Yeah, so I don't know how long you have to say Shechianu.
You have to probate.
What?
You have to probate.
Right. I don't know how long you have to say Shechianu. The implication we'll see from the Mefarshim who asked the question is that it's not talking about 6 months later. It's not talking about 6 months later.
I mean, like a baby. I mean, right when it's born or when you take it from the hospital. Or when you see it,
Ubasof sounds like... I don't think Ubasof means at the end. What does at the end mean? It means after. I think it means after. Because we'll see. But first, we're very bothered by this. If you turn the page over... First of all, Shulchan Aruch Paskins like this. Paskins, it's Lehalacha. Lehalacha. In the Sefer Nimuki Arachayim, which is the Munkacha Rebbe. The Munkacha Rebbe, who passed away in 1937 in Munkach with one daughter. That daughter married a man named Rav Baruch Yehoshua Rabinowitz, whose son is the current Munkacha Rebbe in Borough Park. That the current Munkacha Rebbe actually learned in Tells in Cleveland. It was a chavrusa with Rav Gifter. In fact, when I was working at TABC, so our principal is Mr. Pulev, whose father lived here, Susie's father, right? Mr. Pulev, Susie's brother. So Mr. Pulev's grandfather, Rav Moshe Aaron Pulev, who was a Rebbe, a Rosh Hashiva NYU, had learned in Europe, our Mr. Zalman Meltzer in Slutsk. He was Rav Gifter's first Rebbe in MTA. Rav Gifter came to MTA in ninth grade, and they write this in the Rav Gifter biography. They put him in the bottom shir only because, and they told this to him at the interview, we're putting you in the bottom shir only because there's no shir lower. That's Rav Gifter. He came to high school. Rav Gifter? This was earlier. This was Rav Gifter was already went to Europe in 1933. So we're talking about what before that. And they became very close. And they printed two volumes of Svarim of their letters back and forth. And it's fascinating because this we can have a whole other shir. You could track the ascent of a gadol, because early on his divrei Torah in the letters are like a little bit shvach, and they get better. And he says, "I just finished my first masechta." And like we read these stories, Rav Moshe was born a gadol and had his bris, he knew shas. Rav Gifter had learned one blot of Gemara when he got to high school. Anyways, Rav Gifter and the Munkacha Rebbe were chavrusas and tells. So when we took the boys to the Simchas Beis HaShoeivs in Bar Park on Chol Moed Sukkis, Mr. Pulev was able to go up and the Munkacha Rebbe gave him like a special bracha. I knew your grandfather, or I heard about your grandfather because of Gifter fasting. The Munkacha Rebbe, so he passed away in 1937. There's a famous video, and I encourage you to look for it online. I was watching it today, of his daughter's wedding. His daughter got married in 1933. There's video. They have video. There were 20,000 people at the wedding in Munkacs in 1933. You see the horses and the klezmer band under the chuppah. Fascinating. So the Munkacs Rebbe has a sefer on Shulchan Aruch. And he says, V'laniyus taiti sesor 7, after a lengthy introduction, V'laniyus taiti pashut minaga olam kulo, bein tzadikim, talmidei chachamim, obeinunim, regular common folk, upshutim. Simple, Pashut people, lo shamanu me'olam, kishemes aviv rachmano tzlan shivarech az shechianu atov amitu. No one makes his bracha. He goes on to say even more. Look at the last two lines. One who would do that, v'yiyeh mechzi ke'achzarios, it would appear to be cruel, nora, like a tremendous cruelty, upegam b'kvod aviv. It's complete antithetical to any aspect of kibbut av, Shesameach besivas misaso berevach yerushaso, as if he's happy. Ah, shechiyanu v'kiyamanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. Prepared? How could it be? Now the problem with this psak that he's giving is how do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says it. So good. The minigol. So what? We're smarter. We're smarter than the Gemara. We're more sensitive than the Gemara. They were totally cold and callous. You can't say such a thing. So how do we understand this Gemara? The next source is the Rav Yitzchak Isaac Kamarna, the Kamarna Rebbe, early 1800s. He says this Gemara is only talking about if a parent dies who's a Zaken Muflag, very, very, very old. He says the tsar one feels is not as strong when a parent who's all very old passes away. So then a person can have a simcha on the Yerusha, and the simcha on the Yerusha doesn't take away from the kavod. But if a parent died, bachur, b'shanim, young in years, or he didn't live out his life, and there's tsar, of course he wouldn't make the bracha. Now, I think that pshat is also difficult. First of all, Baruch Hashem, my parents are alive, and they should be gesund and healthy for Adnev Eshrim Shana, plus. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true. The tsar is not there. And the Gemara doesn't sound that way. The Gemara should have said, or Rashi should have said, or Tosel should have said, or the Rambam should have said, or the Shulchan Aruch should have said, the Magen Avraham Taz, someone should have said, Hacha b'maya skinan, a parent who's 107 years old. Doesn't sound that way. So what's pshat? How do you understand this din? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not about simcha. Shechianu is the fact that you got something. You did get money. You have more possessions. So it's not about the simcha, it's about the accumulation of assets. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands. Rav Sternbach, and this is in Source 10, I think this is beautiful. He says that he was at a shiva house, and the Ovel said to him that when my father died, I said a Shechianu because I was zochet to a big Yerusha, and I don't understand why the world doesn't do this. It's a halacha in the Gemara. As at the shiva house. This is what they asked Rav Sternbach, who's alive today in Harnof, this question. So Rav Sternbach says, I think, a line which is very important in halacha and in psak, which is in the second paragraph in Source 10, Uladaiti, Pok Chazi Mai Amadavar, which means go look what the world's doing. Go look, Pok Chazi, go out and see Mai what Amadavar, what's being done. Like, sometimes, you're right, maybe you have a kashma. Now, it depends who you're looking at, right? You could justify a lot of things that we should be doing by saying go look what they're doing and fill in the blank. That's not what it means. The Welt doesn't, the world doesn't do that way. But why not? So he says, first of all, the brachas are rishus. Like we saw earlier in the Shulchan Aruch. Once the brachas are rishus, there's wiggle room. That's number one. He says, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is only talking about if you found out at that moment that you're getting the Yerusha. But someone who knows that their parent had means or had anything and knew they're getting the Yerusha, then there isn't that simcha. All there is tzar. Then Rav Sternbach says, and I'll tell you a different shot. And this, I think, resonates with me. A person has the capacity to have multiple emotions at one time. We've spoken about this also. I don't remember if it was here or if it was in a drasha, the comment of Rav Elia Meir Bloch. Rav Elia Meir Bloch, who was the escaped from Europe, he was one of the Telzer Rosh Yeshiva, and he came and he started the Telzer Yeshiva in Cleveland, together with, I think, his brother-in-law, I might be getting that wrong, or Muttel Katz. Rav Elia Meir Bloch pointed out that we know that the angels wanted to sing Shira at Kriyas Yamsuf. And what did Kadosh Baruch Hu say? Ma'asa yadai tovin v'yam v'atem omrim shira. My handiwork, my creations are drowning and you're singing shira. So he asks the obvious question. Klai Yisrael sang. So why was Klai Yisrael allowed to sing? So he explains in his many sources that we know a malach can only do one shlichus at one time. We know that's from Avraham Avinu. A malach can only have one emotion at one time. Humans are capable of having different emotions. So if the malachim are feeling the pain of Egyptians drowning, they can also simultaneously at the same time have space in their makeup to have simcha. Klai Yisrael could. Klai Yisrael could be full of tsar that the Mitzrayim are drowning, and they should be, and they were, and also simcha of their salvation. He says, we're going to learn, Bacho simcha balayla Yirmiyahu Anavi. But he had nevuah. You can't have nevuah unless you have simcha. How did Yirmiyahu have nevuah while he was crying? Bacho simcha balayla. We're going to be on the floor 2 weeks from Shabbat, from Motzei Shabbat, saying Bacho simcha balayla, but he had nevuah. How is that possible? You can't have nevuah unless you have simcha. It's possible. You can have, and he has a lot of sources. Avraham Avinu at that Kedah, he has a lot of sources. In fact, I think I said this previously also, so if you've heard it from me, I apologize. I had recently Rav Zalman Bussell of Edison Yeshiva told the Bachram when Rav Bloch, and he's Mishpacha, when Rav Bloch had this Chiddush. He had this Chiddush because when the Medina was formed in 1948, and there was a state of Simcha, it was a euphoric time in Klal Yisrael, people thought, how could you be so full of Simcha? They were still finding out of the enormity of tragedy of the Holocaust. A lot of people didn't really hear until 45, 46. They were still finding out who was alive. How could you have such a state of Simcha when we're still, maybe it's premature, we're still Sharui B'Tzar? That's when Rabbi Elie Meir Bloch said this Chiddush. You can have both. You can be full of Tzar, at the same time, be in such a state of Simcha. And he has a lot of proofs for this. Rav Sternberg says that's the same thing. The Simcha doesn't at all diminish from the Tzar. There's the Baruch dynamics, which is this, and of course, in the big picture, if a person's asking, no Tzar, no Yerusha, of course. But humans are capable of having different emotions at the same time, conflicting emotions at the same time. And he says that's the Chiddush of that Gemara. And I thought that was interesting. It's powerful. It probably takes emotional practice to get to that point to do that. But that's how a person can make the bracha. Practically speaking, we don't make this bracha. Rosh Shlomo Zalman is very clear that only Yechidei Segula. I don't know who those Yechidei Segula are, but the Hamonam says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach does not make the bracha. And I saw other contemporary posts who say we don't make this bracha today. It would be a problem. None of us should know about this. Those who have parents alive. Again, I may have asked Rosh Hashanah, but we don't make the bracha. Now, why am I bringing this all in? Why am I bringing this all in? Because this din, which is a Gemara and a Shulchan Aruch, poses the strongest question on the halacha of not saying Shechianu. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch in source 12, it's the bottom of page 5, Tov Lizar Milomar Shechianu Bein HaMitzarim Al Pri Al Malbush. It's good to refrain from saying a Shechianu Bein HaMitzarim during the 3 weeks, whether it's on a new fruit or on clothing. That's the minhag, not to buy clothing during the 3 weeks, which would necessitate a Shechianu. There's no problem to buy a shirt, to buy a pair of slippers. I don't think people here probably don't say Shechianu on shoes. All those you can buy until the 9 days. That's a separate halacha, not buying new clothing, not wearing new clothing, not buying new clothing during 9 days, but Shechianu during the 3 weeks. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Gra, and the Gra says everything we learned until now, tonight, proves this halacha wrong. Why? Why do you think you can't make a Shechianu according to the Shulchan Aruch? How do you understand the Shulchan Aruch? Why can't you say Shechianu during the 3 weeks? Avelus. Who said that? Avelus. Very good. What do you see from the Gemara we just saw in Brachos in the Shulchan Aruch? An Aval can say Shechianu. Right? A person, Rachmana Litzlan, loses a father, loses a parent. They say a Baruch Dayan MS, and I think you see from the Gemara, not 6 months later, after he's done with the Baruch Dayan MS, he says again, do we do this today? Do we not do this today? What's Pshat? The Gemara says you make a bracha, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins make a bracha. You see that an Aval can say a Shechianu, says the Gemara in Source 13, Chumra Yaseirahi. This is an added Chumra. This Avelus is not stricter, it's not more serious than the Avel of Yom HaMisa. We're talking about Aninus. The Amrina of Perak HaRoa, we say in the ninth Perak of Brachos, Amrulei Meis Aviv, a person was told that his father passed away. He says, that's when he says, Atova Meitiv, because there's someone else there. Aval Balav Achi, Halav Achi, if he doesn't have a brother, Mevarach Shechianu. So, how can you tell me an Avel does not say a Shechianu? It's an explicit Gemara, and we pass it that way in Shulchan Aruch, which he quotes, that an Avel says a Shechianu. That's the Gra's Kasha, and because of that, the Gra disagrees with the Din, and the Gra says that during the 3 weeks, there's no problem saying a Shechianu. So let's first defend the Shulchan Aruch from the Gra's Kasha. What's the difference between the first Gemara we saw in Brachos and this halacha? Oh, so one shot. This is the Yad Ephraim. This is on source 15 on the next page. He obviously, the Gra, I guess, wasn't printed because he says, Shamati b'shem gadol echad, this psak. He says, the big difference. There, nothing you can do about it. A person doesn't choose when their parent passes away. It happens. It would be like a shechianu on the birth of a daughter. You most likely can't determine that unless you schedule the C-section or whatever. Opinion of Ben. Person says shechianu, opinion of Ben. They can't determine when that's going to be. But here, you're putting yourself into a situation where you're going to say shechianu. You don't need to buy the new clothing. You don't need to eat the new fruit. So maybe that's the distinction. Very good. That's a simple answer, the Yad Ephraim. It's about the timing. Elective surgery, so to speak, right? Versus not. Any other distinctions?
That's immediate, isn't it?
What?
It's immediate after someone passes away or something like that. This 3 weeks happened so far years ago. And now
so it's stricter.
So it's stricter because it's farther away to Halacha that you don't, but it's not about a name.
Okay, so in the Sefer, the Tshuvas Halachos Ketanas, which is in the 1600s, Yaakov Chagiz, in the 1600s, he says similar to you, a little different angle. He says the difference between Avelis on an individual and Avelis on the Beis Hamikdash. This Avelis on the Beis Hamikdash is stricter. It is. It's more chumer. He doesn't bring. Actually, he does bring proof for that. He says that we don't have wine or meat during the 9 days. He says some don't have it during the whole 3 weeks. And Avel is allowed to have wine and meat? Absolutely. An Onin can't have wine or meat. An Avel during Shiva. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, based on the Pasuk, that's why Lo Nivra Yayin Elo Nachim Avelim. That doesn't mean a person should drink away their sorrows, but the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk, the Yayin Lamari Nefesh. That's what wine is for. So he says, you see that there are stringencies of avelus of the mikdash more so than avelus on an individual. Very good. There's a third explanation, which is somewhat difficult. This is in the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. He explains that most brachos we say in plural. Most brachos we say in plural. And he says the reason we say the brachos in plural is because if they're not applicable to the individual, he can still recite the bracha. He said, for example, let's say you had an Eved. The Eved is saying Kiddush on Yom Tov. What's he going to say? Asher Bachar Bi Mikol Amim? The Romimani Mikol Ashon? The Kiddushani B'mitzvah Sav? Now we're talking about Eved Knani. An Eved Knani is Chai B'mitzvah like an Isha. He's going to say that bracha? That would be ridiculous. So when you say, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav, v'romim manu mikol hashon, it's referring to all of the Klai Yisrael. So even if it's not applicable to me, there are others it's applicable to. He says, I'll bring you a proof for this. He says, imagine if an Avel who lost a father and inherited money would say, Shechiyani v'kiyamani v'higiyani lazman hazeh. That would be terrible. That would be cold and insensitive. So what does he say? Shechianu, Nikiyamanu, V'higiyanu, Lazman Hazeh. He's including everyone else in that bracha. And that's how, based on that, you could explain how the 3 weeks are different than the Avel. Because the Avel can say, Shechianu, Nikiyamanu, V'higiyanu, Lazman Hazeh, because there are other people who are not experiencing that Avelus. So he's having them in mind. Oh, very good. So the Mukatsa Rebbe disagrees. He said, doesn't make any sense. It's a nice svara. During Avelus, we're all in Avelus together. So we saying Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu hazeh doesn't help. But in Avel, he can say Shechianu. But no one else benefited from the money. He doesn't answer the kasha. He says, lo zachisi lahavin kokach. I don't understand his answer. Neither do you. You're in good company. Right? Otherwise, you would say a Tov HaMeitiv. Excellent.
Or maybe you can take
You could, but I don't think that's what that's the pshat in the Gemara. We how have I all people thought like you? How have I all people thought like you? So that's three ways they explain or defend the Shulchan Aruch from the Gra. The Gra assumed the Shulchan Aruch meant Avelus. What's the difference between this Avelus and other Avelus? There may be differences. Fine. There are two other explanations that I really want to focus on for the remainder of the evening. One is the Maharil, and someone said this, I think maybe Ari. The Maharil is a Rishon, says, you know why you can't say Shachianu? It's not because of Shachianu. It's because you're supposed to be Mimayit B'Simcha during your 3 weeks. There's certain things that we extend back from Shabbos to Tammuz. So it's not about the Shachianu, it's what generated the Shachianu. What generated Shachianu was Simcha. So we should try to be Mimayit Simcha during these 3 weeks. In fact, there is an Aruch HaShulchan who has a big chumra. Now, you don't know about this because for some reason, it's a big pet peeve of mine, people only quote kulas of the Aruch HaShulchan. I wanted to write a sefer one day of chumra, no one would buy it. Chumras of the Aruch HaShulchan. Because every time people quote a kula of the Aruch HaShulchan, they all quote Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin wrote in a tshuva that a machlokes Aruch HaShulchan on the Mishnah Berurah, you go with Aruch HaShulchan. Because Aruch HaShulchan was a community rabbi, and he wrote his sefer as a sefer. It was a review of relevant halachas. It was a book of psak for his community. But the Mishnah Berurah is the sefer is incredible. But it's a sefer to learn the Shulchan Aruch. It's not a sefer for a baal batnim for a community. So everyone always quotes this Rav Henkin when they're coming up with the big kulas of Aruch HaShulchan. I've never heard anyone say this with a chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan. So here's a good chumra of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Tov Lahachmir, once Av comes, Monin Atzmenu Malbush Beged Chashuv Miyud Zayin B'Tammuz. Even if there's no Shechianu, a person should refrain from wearing or buying a Beged Chashuv. Brings a Simcha. You don't make a Shechianu? It feels good. It feels good. So other posts can disagree because, wait a second, if you're not saying a Shechianu, that reveals the fact that it's not so chashuv to you. Because if it was so chashuv to you, then you would say a Shechianu. So from the fact that it's like a catch-22. From the fact that you're not saying a Shechianu, it must mean it's not so chashuv, it's not so full of simcha. But there is a sensitivity in the poskim to refraining from doing things that aren't explicitly usher. But, and we have this in the camp that I run, this comes up a lot. And people ask this all the time. Going to baseball games during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days. Erev Tisha B'Av, going to a Six Flags. I'm saying, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about, there was no Mets then. But there's no, it's the what's usher is usher. And what's not usher is not usher. But should we be involved in things that bring about a tremendous sense of simcha? So it's not about the Shechianu, it's about what triggers the Shechianu. The Magen Avraham has a different shot. And we'll talk about this for a little bit. The Magen Avraham says, if you take a look in source 19, it's in the last page, the second to last page, page 7. The Magen Avraham says, V'tam ha'isser. Not like the Gra. The Gra assumed it was because of Avelus. And that's why he had his kasha from our Gemara. Says the Magen Avraham, V'tam ha'isser nirali, kevan de'azman ha'hu, zman peronios. Since it's a time, the Zman is full of punishment. That's the time we're in. Ein levarach shechianu lazman hazeh. How could you say, it's not about the simcha, it's not about the avelus. Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'higyanu lazman hazeh. Zman hazeh. Zman is a scary time. I mean, the Jews were the Jews were starving. The Yerushalayim was surrounded. The destruction was imminent. And Bezman Hazeh. And in fact, because of this, a lot of poskim, including Rav Moshe and others, say you could say Atov HaMeitiv. If it's about Simcha, what's the difference between Shechianu and Atov HaMeitiv? Rav Moshe writes, you could say a bracha Atov HaMeitiv during the 3 weeks. Because like the Magen Avraham, it's not about the Simcha, it's not about the Avelus, maybe the Gra's right, maybe that's not what the Shulchan Aruch had in mind. You can't say, Lazman hazeh. And I saw a beautiful couple of paragraphs in a sefer called Birchas HaLazer. It's a contemporary sefer all about Shehecheyanu, and he develops this very beautifully. That there are a lot of sources that there's something about the Zman. A Zman is Gorim. During Pesach, the same Nisim, not the same Nisim, but the Koach of a Nes is present, is palpable. It's easier to activate those types of miracles. And a sense of achdus on Purim, if we, by connecting with what Purim is about, that it's a zman, that's a, his language is mesugal, it's not segula in the red bracelet sense. It's a zman that's mesugal for achdus, or for tefillah. Every time has something unique in the calendar to that moment that's easier to activate, or it's scary because it might get activated. He says, in Avel, there's nothing wrong with the Zman. It's terrible for the individual, but the Zman is the Zman. It could be the greatest day of someone's life and the worst day of your life. There's nothing wrong with the Zman. These 3 weeks are Zman of pain. It's a Zman where we lost the Beis HaMikdash. Our kid, our ability, imagine a person doesn't have Aveir, even if Aveir Shogi could go and bring a Korban Chatas to see, to hear the, what will we pay to hear the Levim sing and to be able to bring a Korban and to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, we have Tefillah today, but it pales in comparison. The magic we feel when we go to the Kotel and we daven or we touch it, the clarity we feel when walking around the Old City, to have that, to have the Beis HaMikdash, that was taken, that was this Zman. So the Zman is framed and it's there as a Zman of Peronios. To say Shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higyenu l'zman hazeh, that can't be. And I think it's a different perspective. It's not just, don't be so happy, because as we said earlier, it's very hard to define what's simcha. What do we really make a Shehecheyanu on? Even today, a new fruit we do it in Rosh Hashanah, it's also not so simple. Fruit that you could buy any day of the week. Do you say Shehecheyanu? Do you not? We could talk about that before Rosh Hashanah. But do you say Shehecheyanu? Do you not say Shehecheyanu? It used to be you got a suit. Our grandparents, that was a really big deal. For some, it still is a big deal. But, you know, I wear suits 365 days a year. And they, when you wear them every day, they go pretty quickly. So, as the Briskerov said, to define Simcha, Avelus, some of us, Baruch Hashem, have not experienced that. But a Zman, we could understand. And that's a perspective over the next 2 weeks. It's a Zman that's different. The Zman has to be different. We should feel differently during the Zman. Our thoughts, our focus, our Kavana should be different. We should understand and try. It's easier said than done, because we don't really know what, we never experience what we don't have. But to try to think about that Zman, it's a Zman of Peronios. It's inconceivable to say a Shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higyenu l'zman hazeh. We don't want this Zman. We want this Zman to end. And if we daven and we connect, that's how we're supposed to connect. Hopefully that Zman will be turned to a Zman of Yom Tov with the coming of Mashiach. And the next year we'll be together in Yerushalayim and Yerach Kodesh having a shir on how to celebrate Tisha B'Av rather than how to mourn with Tisha B'Av. Thank you.